WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Is it atomic?
Yes, sir. Very atomic.
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
They have said that they are committing us to perpetual war.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
There was kind of parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
Good evening, and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right! It's no ordinary radio program. It's a genre-jumping sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on your web browser, on your computer, or on your phone. This evening, we've got a somewhat somber, although high energy and entertaining, and also educational, sound collage for you. Our theme is called It's Atomic, and we are commemorating the 79th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, on August 6th and August 9th, 1945, respectively. We started off the program with a short piece from the Japanese band Dragon Ash, the intro from their Viva La Revolution album. And on top there, I overlaid some thoughts from one of my biggest intellectual idols, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, who worked on the Manhattan Project that developed the atomic bombs. And his thoughts there were, after the first one at Hiroshima went off, they had parties. They had parties at Los Alamos, and he was thinking about the contrast with everybody drinking and having fun and celebrating to what it was like for the people who were on the ground at Hiroshima. They certainly weren't celebrating. And we're going to be hearing more excerpts from Richard Feynman later in the show along those lines. And then after that Dragon Ash intro, we heard from another Japanese band, that female trio from Osaka, Shonen Knife, and their song Explosion, the Japanese version off of their brand new Knife album. There's also an English language version, but I'll play the Japanese ones for you, because you aren't going to hear those on other radio stations so much. As I mentioned, we'll be hearing more from Richard Feynman tonight, among others, including several excerpts from President Eisenhower's 1953 speech, Chance for Peace. That was after Stalin had died, and he was hoping that the way the world had been going could be changed in that springtime of 1953. It's kind of that speech given at the beginning of his administrations, and then the other one that he gave at the end in 1960, talking about the dangers of the military-industrial complex. So we'll be hearing some of that too. Also, some contributions from Chuck Yu. And, yeah, we've got so much great music for you this evening, including songs from the Pet Shop Boys and Kraftwerk, some AC/DC going out to John Fisk up in Beverly. Also, be hearing from the Chemical Brothers twice. Two 6-7 minute songs later on. And you too, Denki Groove and the Beastie Boys. Some Van Halen, the Buchanan Brothers. We got two songs from you too. Some Edward Murrow and Sonny Boy Williamson. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Lydia Theremin and Misha Malin. This is actually from Brian Eno's produced album, Music for Films, Volume 3. And this piece is called For Her Atoms. So, let me just reiterate a Chuck Yu disclaimer at the beginning in my show intro that the views and opinions expressed on this program represent those of the participants and not necessarily those of Tufts University, WMFO, or even this show's producer. That'd be me, yeah. So let's get the rest of your high energy and educational Friday night sound collage party going. Here is another Japanese band, because we always start off with a bunch of Japanese music here. Here is a Japanese band, Melon. And this is called Neutron Nevada Never Say Die from their Do You Like Japan album. Then we got some Cherry 2000 for you with a cool cover. Pet Shop Boys and, yeah, Kraftwerk with a mix of Radioactivity. There for you. The Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. Experimental.
Don't you know, he's been As I was saying, I wouldn't worry nearly as much about the atom bomb if it were to kill you right out. What scares me is that awful gas that defines you.
You know how bad sunburn can feel. The atomic bomb flash could burn you worse than a terrible sunburn, especially where you're not covered.
How little an amount of radiation will cause how many mutations?
A fuming column of smoke 9 miles in the sky. Blinding light stronger than the sun.
Nothing will ever be the same. Oh, really? Don't be silly. I told you it was all a game. Whenever I see you or your work, it makes me feel like spitting. What's that noise? Oh, that. We've been expecting it for ages. It's the sound of the atom splitting. Him over there, with a stocking on his head. Look, there's another. They call themselves pinheads. What's that noise over there? Is it a corrugated iron they're hitting? No, it's perfectly normal. It's just the sound of the atom splitting.
Only reaction I remember, perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction. It was a very considerable elation and excitement. And there was kind of parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
Whose side are you on anyway? Is that some kind of threat? Well, I suppose it'll have to do. As long as you don't make too much mess. And with the last person to leave, once you all finish kissing, turn the video on to record. You never know what you're missing. Bread and circuses. And maybe later, the sound of the atom splitting.
I was involved with this happy thing and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima.
Hiroshima, Chernobyl. resulting from nuclear detonation or the flying debris could kill you in seconds. That's air pollution. But man's deliberate pollution of the air he breathes will take a little longer. Words to think about from the sportsmen in your area and the National Rifle Association of America.
Signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hope of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is 2 electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is 2 fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete pavement.
Fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
pay for a single fighter plane with a 500,000 bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. These plain and cruel truths define the peril and point the hope that come with the spring of 1954.
They have said that they are committing us to perpetual war. Not just this war, but any war they can get their hands on.
Just stand up so I can get on my knees.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme is called It's Atomic as we commemorate the 79th anniversaries of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, on August 6th and August 9th, 1945, resulting in the end of World War II and the beginning of the Cold War. We kicked off that last set with a Japanese band, of course. That was Melon with Neutron Nevada Never Say Die from their Do You Like Japan album. And then we heard a very cool cover of a Van Halen song, Atomic Punk by Cherry 2000. And I found that on an outstanding compilation album called Everybody Wants Some. Yes, an album of Van Halen covers. And then it was the Pet Shop Boys going out to Savoir Faire, DJ on hiatus from the Squid Pod, a 1980s-oriented WMFO music program. And then we heard my Plastic Sushi Atomic remix of Kraftwerk's Radioactivity with clips from President Eisenhower and Truman about war and peace. And then it was my Plastic Sushi Atomic remix of AC/DC's War Machine from their Black Ice album, going out to John Fiske up in Beverly. So, in the next set, we've got a couple of tracks going out to and coming from Chuck U. Yeah, haha, you know, the most effective way to get your requests played on one of my sound collages is to somehow get those tracks to me ahead of time, like with Chuck in Now the Distant Past, all absorbed into my music library and then reassembled as a sound collage. So yeah, in the next set, we're gonna be hearing from Sonny Boy Williamson, Win the War Blues, from the Atomic Cafe soundtrack. And we're going to also be hearing from my Harry Truman. You know, Harry Truman, President Harry Truman, and Dwight Eisenhower. I think Dwight Eisenhower was the last U.S. president who had both the critical organizational and leadership abilities expected of our highest ranking executive, and also a tremendous sense of personal integrity. And I don't think any president has since then has had those combinations, particularly on the integrity. Jimmy Carter, I'm not taking any shots at his integrity, and he was governor of Georgia, did a competent job of that, and he commanded a nuclear submarine. But when it came to being a leader of the United States up at the top, he didn't have those kinds of abilities. But yeah, integrity for sure. So also, we're going to hear another selection called by the Buchanan Brothers, Atomic Power, from also the Atomic Cafe soundtrack. And then I think I'm going to be sending out to Smithtown. Yeah, Smithtown, New York there. A song by U2 from their Vertigo album, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. But first, let's go back and hear some reporting from Edward R. Murrow, and a little mix-up of things here with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Yeah. Let's start that off now. Coming from and going to Chuck U.
Now you are at the world's largest airfield on Tinian in the Marianas. The voice you hear is that of Chaplain William Downey, who stood amongst the target charts, the escape kits, and the stale coffee, and said a prayer for the Enola Gay and civilization.
We pray, Dean, that the end of the war may come soon, and that once more we may know peace on earth. May the men who fly this night be kept safe in thy care, and may they be returned safely to us. We shall go forward, trusting in thee, knowing that we are in thy care now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
二度とこのような復興を繰り返してはならない。この教訓を人類の未来に生かすべきだという思いでありました。
The citizens of Hiroshima were suffering physically and mentally. Sometimes they were on the verge of losing the will to live. But what supported them was the belief that this foolish tragedy should not be repeated and that humankind should learn a lesson from their experience.
Now tell me right out loud, what are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck, whoosh, and cover. Duck, whoosh, and cover.
Pilot's diary. 78,150 people died at Hiroshima.
I realized the tragic significance of the atomic bomb. Having found the atomic bomb, we have used it. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. Only a Japanese surrender will stop us.
When the clouds opened up over the target at Nagasaki, the target was there pretty as a picture. I made the run, let the bomb go. That was my greatest thrill.
Uncle Sam is gonna give me a thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the clouds.Uncle Sam is gonna give me a thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the clouds. to drop a bomb on the Japanese. I really got to make my baby proud. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want to show old man Hitler the sonny boy don't mean him no good. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. Not because they are so rotten, I just love to see them die. Well, all right. Because I know I have got to go. I've got the victory blues. Because I know I have got to go. Not to keep the dirty Japanese from slipping in through my baby's back door.
Is it atomic?
Yes, sir.
Still more, no more.
natural enough, remembering the bomb, that most of us, when we think of atomic energy, think of it as a terrible, destructive force. But as a matter of fact, it's one of the most magnificent discoveries of all time. It can be put to many uses beneficial to humankind.
This world is at a tremble with its strength and mighty power. They're sending up to heaven to get the brimstone fire. Take warning, my dear brother, be careful how you plan. You're working with the power of God's own holy hand. Power, atomic power, was end of God. Atomic power, atomic power, it was given by the mighty hand. Remember two great cities in a distant foreign land, when scorched from the face of earth the power of Japan. Be careful, my dear brother, don't take away the joy, but use it for the good of man and never to destroy. Atomic power, atomic power, was given by the mighty hand of God. Atomic power, atomic power, it was given by the mighty hand of God. Hiroshima, Nagasaki paid a big price for their sin. When scorched from the face of earth, their battle could not win. But on that day of judgment, when comes a greater power, we will not know the minute, and we'll not know the hour. Atomic power, atomic power, was given by